is 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and in the next 15 diabetic friendly minutes you hear about VOB, you'll be sponsored by the Barbados Diabetes Foundation. And today's show is going to be especially special today, not only because it's World Cup Day, I'm very excited about that, but because Peter Boyce will not be in today, so I, Alfonso, will be hosting the show, so you can expect the standard of the show to be greatly uplifted.
Nobody want to hear you. They want to hear what's happening in today's show.
Jeez, darn, Brad Mildred. Well, Cheryl, let me tell you, what will you be wearing on your feet when you go to World Cup today? Dr. Diane Bradford is saying,
what you wear on your feet matters.
Make sure you listen to hear more of that. And what will you have in your cup drinking when you go to World Cup today?
Water is always the better choice.
Hear what G.M. Marshall thinks that it should be water. So your cup will be running over with health when you listen to today's show with the compliments of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, and the bank that is there for you that will make that little dream you got and make it a big reality. Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one for you, Republic Bank.
If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and you need diabetic services, but you need to make your dollar stretch, stretch no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. For vascular, podiatry and diabetic eye screening services or consultations with diabetes doctors and nurses, call 417-0305 today. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael. They can save your life and save you money. But members get 10% off.
If you is diabetic or pre-diabetic, your cup will be running over with health when you go to the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located behind Eunice Gibson Polyclinic. Everybody should know where that is. And behind God's back, just short there at a convenient location. There you will find vascular screening.
So if I feel like I got bad circulation, I could go there?
Exactly. You can also get your eye screen for diabetic retinopathy. You know when you want to watch horse racing and other things. It helps when your eyes working, so make sure and get your eye screen every year once you're diabetic here. And then you can also find podiatrist Louise Robinson. This woman knows how to take care of your feet. Listen to where she trained.
I trained in the UK at the University of Salford in podiatry, and recently I'm qualified. Come to Barbados. Why? Because my parents are from here. I love Barbados, love everything about it. Sea, sunshine, and I'm glad to be here.
So Louise will be glad to see you at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Call and make that appointment. The great thing right about the services at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center is they don't cost you an arm or a leg, and you just get your bar discount on top of all that. So make sure and call and make that appointment and get yourself seated here. Especially if you're diabetic, you need to make changes that you need to make. You see how the PM recently reshuffled the government? But maybe you need to reshuffle your food choices, especially where it's easy for lunch, and eat more healthy selections. So with that in mind, we will now go to Ingrid, who works at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, and let me find out what it is that Ingrid got in she lunchbox.
Hi guys, welcome back to this segment of What's in My Lunchbox. My name is Ingrid.
Hi Ingrid.
And I am a medical receptionist here with the Diabetes Foundation. Today what I'm having for lunch is some baked chicken with the skin off, with some sweet potato, a very small amount of sweet potato for carbohydrate, for energy. And I'm also having my specialty salad. My salad consists of carrots, black beans, corn. It has some romaine lettuce in it as well. It also has some almonds on it, you know, to make it nice and tasty. And then for snack, I'm having one apple. You know what they say about an apple? Having an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So that's it. And my 32 ounce of water. That's what I'm having for lunch today. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ingrid, for giving us that insight into what proper lunch looks like. But you know, it's going cup day today. So the question I would like to put to people out there is, what will you be drinking in your cup today when you go to World Cup? You know, if it was up to Marshall White, General Manager of the Maria Hall of Diabetes Center, we would have in your cup would be water. So let me hear from Marsha as to why it should be water.
Good morning. Today I'm talking about water and why water is always the better choice. When you're doing exercise, normal kind of exercise program, you do not need to be drinking sports drinks. Sports drinks are heavily laden with sugar and artificial ingredients, calories. They can actually counteract the exercise that you're doing. So yes, sports drinks may have a place when you're doing something that's more intense, long distance event like a marathon or a triathlon, especially if you're doing it in a hot climate. That would be the only time I would recommend that you drink a sports drink, because they do have electrolytes in it. But under normal circumstances, water is always the better choice. It will be a natural hydrator. It's pure. It does not affect your teeth. It does not have sugar in it that will potentially offset your nutritional requirements. It doesn't have empty calories in it, because those calories in sports drinks can add up quickly, potentially hindering any kind of weight loss or weight management efforts that you have. And as I said, electrolytes are not always necessary. Persons engaging in regular moderate exercise do not need electrolyte replacement. You can get all of those minerals from your regular balanced diet without all of the added sugars. So for most of us, water is always the better choice for everyday hydration. Remember, it's accessible, calorie-free, and will not harm your dental health. So pick water.
Thank you, GM Marsha. The choice is water, and the great thing about water too is that it don't cause your arm or leg neither. As we go into our Gold Cup song of the day, it says this is Gold Cup, we play the cup song. This is Ed Ames from 1967. Take you by the Radio Fusion days. When's the last time you hear this one? This is my cup when it's over with love. Or water. Water will work too. Compliments to Maria Warner, Diabetes Center, and Republic Bank.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Sometimes in the evening, when you do not see, I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Dad Alfonso here. As I said before, I'm going to go a cup today. I got my clothes on already. I got my bottle of water. I got on my shoes. Wait, Dr. Diane Bradford here looking at my shoes. Got not see your boozy. So Dr. D, does you have something you want to say about the kind of shoes that diabetics should be wearing?
Hi, Dr. Bradford here again with you. What you wear on your feet matters. The main reasons that we see people presenting with bruises and calluses and ulcers in our clinic is actually incorrect footwear, also followed by callus and high pressure areas that are not properly managed. Other than common conditions, we'll also be talking about how to take care of the feet and how to consider choosing footwear. And if you have a dressing or a wound, how to take care of your feet. I want to just highlight some main points, however, in relationship to foot care. Number one, if you have diabetes and you notice a significant change in your feet,
or you have a bruise, a problem with your nail or ulcer, please seek medical attention. If you have a puncture wound, you have to understand that puncture wounds are actually what we consider diabetic urgencies, meaning that they have to be seen quite quickly. A puncture wound actually introduces dirt deeper down into the flesh or the tissue of the foot. The foot is very complex in structure. There are multiple compartments. So if that puncture, say with a nail or a tap, introduces dirt or bacteria into a compartment, an infection can be set up and it can get out of hand very quickly, especially if your blood sugar is uncontrolled. And sometimes you don't realize how serious that infection is until it turns up on the outside. If the blood sugars are not controlled, the bacteria are going to get all happy on that sugar and they multiply extra fast. So please do not play with puncture wounds. Please present to a surgeon or to the hospital or get very good advice from your care provider on it. But puncture wounds actually need to be what we call debrided, or the trap needs to be taken out or excised, what we call like decorticated basically. Okay, don't mind the big words, that doesn't mean anything, but that puncture wound trap needs to be excised safely by somebody who's skilled at doing it, and they can make sure that they actually do it properly. If it's done but you know unhealthy materials are left back in there, you could be setting yourself up for a lot of trouble. Always check your feet daily. If you can't see the bottom of your feet, tie a mirror onto something with a long handle. If you can't actually see your feet, get somebody else to look at it. When you're going to put on your shoes, shake your shoes out. Make sure there are not rocks, stones, anything like that in there. And of course, wear the right footwear. So thin slippers, ballerina shoes, and other sandals where your foot is overhanging or not fitting are not going to protect your feet from an unexpected injury. And likewise, when you're dealing with diabetes, too big a shoe is not always a fit. Sometimes that will cause excessive shearing and the same injury that you're trying to avoid. I want to just remind people, don't take your feet into your own hands, because if you present too late, you may present at a stage where you have either overwhelming infection that can't be controlled, or you may have so much tissue loss that you may have to have significant amount of tissue removed from your foot, or you may even have a bone infection. That is something called osteomyelitis, which is very, very, very difficult to manage, and you really don't want to put yourself at risk of losing a digit or even having an amputation. Also, please manage things like your corns, calluses, and nail issues regularly. Don't let them get way out of hand and then present late for care.
We now go to a lady who has experienced the Barbados Eye Screening Program.
Well, I found the service is very good, and I would advise anyone who is a diabetic, give it a try, because it definitely do work. Once you follow the plan and you follow your what you're supposed to do, yes, it can improve your eyesight, and yes, it do work. It can work for you. It is very extremely helpful, because as I said, when they first went into the plan, yes, you saw your doctor, but they didn't only just stop there on concentrating on the eyes. I had a nutritionist that taught me the right way to eat, a physical therapist. I also was taught, as I said, the right way to eat, the portions that you do put on your plate is very important, and there was a chart that was given for me to follow. They didn't tell me. They also give me documentation. I had pamphlet, everything that I cannot follow, so I wouldn't get off track or go astray and do my own thing.
In 2025, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, with their diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, and podiatry services, offers a standard of diabetic services that equals or surpasses any you might receive internationally at a price that everyone can afford. So if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and listening to VOB right now, call and make an appointment to get your eye screened for diabetic retinopathy by calling 243-3937. Or if you are having vascular or circulation issues or need to see a podiatrist or nutritionist, call 417-0305. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Until next time,
reach for that extra glass of water. That is the smallest thing that you can do to make the biggest impact on your health.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937. To find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100, board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality.